不平的开头，我们和主有了很好的交通。
We thank our Lord that in our beginning of our breaking the bread, we have very good fellowship with our Lord.
我们但愿我们这一年都是活在这样和主的交通的里面。
May this year is a year of our dwelling always with the Lord.
我们不平聚会呢，停在这里。
Our breaking bread cease here.
儿童主日学的老师们和孩童们可以去参加主日学的课程。
So、Sunday school students, children and teachers may go to their classes.
我们现在要和弟兄姊妹来唱两个短歌。
We going to sing a couple of short hymns.
我们先唱302首的短歌。
First one is 302.
302首的副歌。
The chorus is 302. Thou art the fairest of thousands. Seize thou my heart, cause my blind eyes to see.
帅帅中偶像，并欢然加冠，你为千万人中之第一人。
Crushing all idols with joy, I crown thee as the fairest of thousands to me.
我们主要的是来歌颂赞美主耶稣是千万人中的第一人。
We sing praise to him because he is the fairest of thousands to us.
他在万人之上。
He is above all.
他超乎一切。
He is supreme.
何等尊贵。
He is the most noble.
何等荣耀。
Honorable.
And
glorious.
我们都是心中尊他伟大。
We adore him, and we magnify him.
尊崇他是千万人中的第一人。
As the fairest of thousands.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都是会背这个短歌。
Many our brother and sister can recite this.
我们请给我们起个头，我们来唱。
In English, Thou art the fairest of thousands to me. Seest thou my heart, cause my blind eyes to see. Crushing all idols, with joy I crown thee as a
这个短歌在426。
The chorus of 426。
那个副歌永远举起耶稣。
All in all forever.
赞美主不息。一切在基督里，主是我一切。
Everything in Jesus and Jesus everything.
这个短歌差不多大部分弟兄姊妹都会背。
Many brothers and sisters can recite this chorus.
我们盼望今天早晨也可以背着唱。
Let us remember this chorus and recite it.
谢谢。我们感谢你，你是千万人中第一人。
Lord, we thank you because you are the fairest of thousands.
在这一年新的开始的时候
，in the beginning of the year，
我们迎接你这位千万人中的第一人来进到我们的心灵之中。
We welcome you as the fairest of thousands into our hearts.
让你来主宰我们的生命，带动我们的生活。
And you can dwell in our life and motivate our living, daily life.
我们愿主耶稣基督向我们启示你的宝贵。
May you reveal your treasure, your precious.
叫我们看见你是何等荣耀，何等丰富。
So may we may see you are your fullness.
愿我们在一生当中都能够来经历基督。
So may our life, the whole life, we can experience you.
来享受基督。
We can partake in you.
愿基督就成为我们的一切。
And may Christ be everything. As all the meanings of our life.
成为我们追求的对象。
As our goal of our life.
一切都在基督里面。
Because all is in Christ.
带领你的儿女们都进到你的丰富里。
Lead your children into your fullness.
我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹现在都起出圣经。
Let us read some scripture.
现在都启示录第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
这圣经的最末了了啊
！The last book，
你翻到最后一页就可以了。
The last chapter of the book，
我们的二十二章的十三节。
Chapter 22 verse 13
我们大家一起来读啊！
我是阿尔法，
我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是幕后的，我是初，我是终。用英文来读一遍。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
我们再往前面翻，二十一章第六节。
Chapter 21.Verse 6，
一起来读。他又对我说：“都成了，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那日口渴的人喝。”好，再读第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8。
启示录第一章第八节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 8。
主神说：“我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽， 是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
The Almighty.
英文来读一遍。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
我们再读哥罗西书第一章十五节到十八节。
Let's go to Colossians chapter 1.Colossians chapter 1:15-18.
这段圣经非常重要。
This is an important passage.
也非常的宝贵。
And very precious.
我们一定要好好的读，好好的思想。
So we should meditate on this.
我们一起来读。爱子是那不能看见至神的像，是所生的，在一起被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。去读英文读一遍啊。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15-18. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everythingHe might have the supremacy.
我们再读罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
十一章，罗马书十一章三十六节。
Romans chapter 11, 36.
因为万有都是本于他。依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们，一起来读一遍。因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们，让英文大家读一遍啊。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
这节圣经告诉我们，万有都是本于他。
This verse tell us that all things are of him.
这个他就是主耶稣基督。
Of him, this him is our Lord Christ.
万有都是本于基督。
All things are of him.
又是依靠他。
And from him.
依靠基督。
From Christ.
归于他。
To him.
归于基督。
To Christ.
我们先读这三处圣经。
We just read these three passages.
今天是2012年的第一天。
Today is the first day of the year of 2012.
是主给我一点的负担。
The Lord gave me this burden.
要来讲到主耶稣，他是阿尔法，又是 Omega.
So about our Lord Jesus is Alpha and the Omega.
阿尔法是希腊文里面的第一个字母。
Alpha is the first alphabet of the language Greek.
Omega 是希腊文里面最后一个字母。
Omega is the very last alphabet of the Greek language. Greek
就像英文里面第一个字母是 A， 最后一个字母是 Z。
Just like English, the first alphabet is A and the last is Z.
不过呢，英文字母有26个，希腊文的字母是24个。
But in English, there are 26 alphabets. In Greek, only 24.
所以主耶稣说，他是 Alpha， 又是 Omega。
So when our Lord Jesus said he is the Alpha and he is the Omega.
这个意思啊，主耶稣他就是首先的，主耶稣也是幕后的。
That means he is the beginning and also he is the end.
主耶稣是起初，主耶稣也是终结。
He is the first and also he is the last.
他是开始，他也是完成。
He is the author and he is also the perfecter.
主耶稣这样子说，他要向我们启示什么呢？
When the Lord said this, what he's going to reveal to us?
主耶稣这里传递给我们一个什么样的信息呢？
What kind of passage that our Lord is passing to us?
这里呀，可以说主给我们有非常丰富的信息意义。
Because here in this, our Lord give us a very meaningful and fullness of His message.
我靠着主的恩典，来和弟兄姊妹交通一点点。
By His grace, I'm going to share some with brothers and sisters.
我是分成几个段落来讲到Alpha 跟 Omega.
I am going to share with you in a few sections.
我们先讲第一点。
The first point.
Alpha 就说出基督是万有的起源。
Alpha tells us that Christ is the beginning of all things.
整个宇宙万有都是本于他，出于他。
Because all things are all of him.
Omega 呢，指的基督是万有的归结。
Omega means all things is to him.
我们现在说到基督是万有的起源。
This, we first start with, Christ is the beginning of all things.
我想弟兄姊妹，大家都知道，主耶稣基督他是万有的创造者。
All our brothers know that, our Lord Jesus is the creator of all things.
所以当我们看见整个美好的宇宙万有的时候，
when we see this magnificent universe, we know that.
你课程去思想过为什么会有这个宇宙，为什么会有这个万有呢？
Have you pondered about why we have this universe and this whole world?
这个宇宙万有是为何而有的呢？
What are all these all things and all the universe for?
世上的人找不到解答。
Because the world cannot find the answer.
唯有当我们来到神的话语中间，我们从神的话语里面得到了启示。
But when we come to God's word, we can have the revelation.
整个宇宙万有那么奇妙，那么美好的，这个宇宙万有啊，都是为着基督而造的。
Because the whole universe and all things are so amazing, so wonderful, but this is all for Christ.
并且呢，也是借着他而创造的。
And also through him, it was created.
就在以往那个时间还没开始之前，在那个勇士里边。
Before the time began in the past everlasting.
那个神呢，在永远里面有一个非常美好的永远的旨意。
God has a very good purpose in this in the everlasting.
因为神爱他的儿子。
Because the God so loved his son.
就好像我们做父母的人一样，都是爱我们的儿子。
Just like as parents, we all love our children.
特别是一个独生儿子。
Especially only son.
那是你的心心念念，你所想的，你所爱的，都是这个儿子。
Because all your love and all your thoughts is on this son.
我们的神也是这样子啊。
Our God is just the same.
神因为爱他的儿子，就把他一切的丰盛了，都藏在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
Because God so loved his only begotten son, He put all the fullness in him.
所以你可以想见神的儿子是承受了父神一切的丰富，承受了所有神的一切的美德。
Because God's only son inherits all the abundance and fullness from the Father.
无论是神的能力，神的爱。
No matter whether it's the power or the love of God.
神的权柄，神的荣耀。
And his authority and his glory.
神的智慧，神的所有。
His wisdom and everything.
都在主耶稣基督里边。
All in Christ.
所以神有一个心意呢，要叫这位充满丰富的基督啊，在宇宙中间能够彰显出来。
The God's desire is to have the fullness of Christ to be revealed in the universe.
所以神创造这个宇宙万有呢，就是为着要叫万有来彰显主耶稣基督一切的丰富的。
God create all things in this universe to manifest the fullness of Jesus Christ.
创世纪第一章、第二章就是这件事情的说明。
The first two chapters of the Genesis is to reveal all this.
我想我们大家读过圣经，都知道神怎么创造万有的。
When we read the Bible, we know that how God creates all things.
神说有光，就有了光了。
Because when God say let's be light and light came by.
神说要有青草、树木、果树，就有了这一切了。
And when God say let there be vegetation and trees, and this came to into being.
神说要有空中的鸟、海中的鱼、地上的竹树等等。
And when God said let it be birds in the air, fish in the sea, and all the creeping things on earth, and this came by.
神说有就有，神命立就立。
When he spoke, it came to being, and when he commands, it stands firm.
所以这个宇宙万有啊，是从神的话而开始的。
Because all things came from his word.
这个神的话、神的道呢，就是主耶稣基督。
Because this God's word is Christ himself.
约翰福音第一章说，太初有道。
In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the word.
道与神同在。
The word was with God.
这个道就成了肉身，就是主耶稣基督。
The word became flesh, and that is Jesus, our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵开启我们心中眼睛的时候，我们就整个宇宙万有都是借着他造的，也是为着他造的。
When the Spirit opened our eyes to see that all things are of Him and to Him.
基督是 Omega 吗？
When Christ is Omega,
就讲到基督，他是万有的归结。
And that means Christ is the last of all things.
他是万有的承受者。
He's the inheritance. He inherits all things.
万有都要归结在他的里面。
And all things to him.
刚才我们读的圣经，万有都是本于他，依靠他，也归给他。
Because to of him and through him and to him are all things.
今天我们看这个宇宙，有很多的混乱的、没有秩序的光景。
When we look at the whole universe these days, we see all the confusion and not disorder.
也许我们有点担忧，说你看神立定了他的旨意，但是看今天的地上这些的败坏的情形的时候。神的旨意，怎么能够完成啊？
When we know that God has His good purpose, but when we see the corruption in this world, how we wonder how God going to complete His will?
那主耶稣说：“我是阿尔法，我也是 Omega。”
But when Jesus said He is Alpha and He is the Omega.
我既然怎样开始有了这个计划，有了这个旨意，
That means even I begin all these things in good purpose.
不管在这几千年以来，撒旦在宇宙中有怎样的兴风作浪。
No matter what the Satan has been messing up things in these thousands of years.
我是 Omega, 神的永远旨意必定完成。
I am the Omega because God's will be done.
基督要来完成神永远的旨意。
Christ will come and finish his work.
所以等到有一天我们的主耶稣基督不但他替我们钉十字架从死里复活。
So one day he came and not only he was crucified for us, he also be resurrected from death.
有一天主耶稣就还要在荣耀里面再来。
And one day he would come in his glory.
当主耶稣再来的时候啊，万有都要一同蒙到救赎。
Because when he comes in his glory, all things will be renewed and redeemed.
罗马书第八章不是告诉我们吗？
In Romans, Romans chapter 8, it tells us.
万有都在叹息劳苦，等候神的儿子们显现出来。
All the creation is in groaning, waiting for the appearance his son.
等到我们这把神的儿女进了荣耀里面的时候，万有也都一同蒙到救赎了。
Because when all his sons are going into glory, so all things would be redeemed.
那个时候万有都在基督里面同归于一，万有都归给基督了。
Because all things would be one in Christ.
所以启示录二十一章、二十二章就是这件事情的说明。
This is shown in Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
主耶稣说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
And Jesus said, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega.
所以他怎么起了义，定下了旨意，现在他的旨意就都完成了。
Because how he set his good purpose, his will, how he going to complete this.
那天宇宙万有就都归给基督了。
All things, all the universe would be to him.
第二点
，Second point，
我们讲的基督是我们人生的源头。
Christ is the beginning of our life。
基督也是我们人生的归宿。
And Christ also the finisher of our life。
先说阿尔法，基督是阿尔法。
First, about Christ as the Alpha.
他是我们人生的源头。
He is the beginning of our life.
所以真像宇宙是怎么有的这个问题一样。
Just like how the universe came to be.
这世上的人啊，没有一个人知道我这个人是从哪里来的。
Nobody in this world would know how I weak.
我这个人。是为什么而有的
？And for what purpose? For our existence.
我这个人生存在这个地上是为着什么
？What our purpose of dwelling in this world?
我们人啊都是糊里糊涂一片。
Because we are all in confusion.
只等到有一天圣灵把我们带到主耶稣跟前。
Until one day the Holy Spirit brought us in.Before Jesus, our Lord.
圣灵让我们认识了这位主耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit let us know about to know Jesus.
我们就恍然就大悟。
Then we are awakened.
那一线曙光就照到我们黑暗的心灵里边。
The light was shed on our heart in our spirit.
当我信主得救的时候啊，我就感觉到好像。神就把我从黑暗的屋子里面领出来，把我带到一个光明的屋子里边了。
When I believe and was saved, I was brought from the realm of darkness into the brightness of His Son's kingdom.
从我认识主那天开始
，So from the day when I believe and know the Lord,
我就知道我这个人是为什么而有的。
Then from that day on, I know that for what purpose I'm
living. 我知道我从哪里来。
I know that where I'm from.
我知道人生意义在哪里。
I know the meaning of my life.
也知道他是我生活的目标。
And know that he is all our purpose of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督是阿尔法呀，就说出我们认识了主了之后啊，你的人生才是真正的开始。
When Christ is the Alpha, that is when we first know the Lord, that's the real beginning of our whole life.
换句话说呢，在你没有认识主之前呢，你是白活着。
In other words, before you know the Lord, you are living in vain.
你没有认识主的话，你根本你的人生还没真正的开始。
Before you know the Lord, your life has never begun.
意思就是我们认识了基督了，我们有了基督了，我的人生才是真的一个新的开始。
So until we know the Lord and have Christ, then our life is really has begun.
所以叫做基督是阿尔法。
That's why Christ is.The Alpha.
我认识他了，我的人生才真正开始。
When I know him, our life begins.
那基督是 Omega 呢
？When the Christ is the Omega,
他就是我们人生的归属。
He is the finisher of our life.
他也是我们人生最终的盼望。
He is the very last hope of our life.
有了他了，我就知道我要往哪里去。
When we know him, we know that where we are going.
有了主耶稣基督，我有了荣耀的盼望了。
When we have Jesus Christ, we have the hope of glory.
有了主耶稣基督，我有了追求的目标了。
When we have Christ, we have our goal of our pursuit.
他就成了我们人生的标杆。
He is the goal of our life.
所以使徒保罗说啊，我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆一直奔跑。
So that's why the Apostle Paul said that I have to forget all things behind me and seek the Lord as our goal.
保罗也说到，我奔跑不是无定向的。
Paul said that I'm not running for nothing.
我打拳也不是对着空气打的。
I'm not fighting the air.
我知道我是持定了摆在前面那个荣耀的标杆。
Because I know that I'm going toward the goal that's set before me.
我今天劳苦努力追求一切，就是为了得着基督。
Because today's all my endeavor is to obtain Christ.
所以人生的目标归结就在基督里边。
Because our goal of our life is in Christ.
基督是我们的前途。
Christ is our path.
我们整个人生的过程呢，都由主耶稣基督组织成功。
Because every part of our life should have Christ in it.
并且呢，就主耶稣带领我到尽头。
Because our Lord Jesus would guide us to the end.
我们诗歌本里有首诗歌写得很好。
There's a very good passage in one of the hymns.
他讲的耶稣你是首先幕后。
It's talking about Jesus is the first and the last.
你要领我到尽头。
He will guide us to the end.
大家会不会唱呢？耶稣你是首先幕后，你要领我到尽头。因着以往我赞美你，为着将来我靠你。这就基督是 Omega。
This is about our Christ is the Omega。
第三点呢，要讲到基督是一切属灵经历的起点。
The third point is about the Christ is the beginning of all spiritual experience.
Omega 呢，讲到基督是一切属灵经历的完成。
Omega is about the finisher of all spiritual experience.
我们基督徒一切属灵生命的经历啊，都是由基督而开始的。
Because all our Christians have our spiritual lives begin with Christ.
也是借着依靠基督，借着基督来完成的。
Also through him, we can finish.
这个我们可以拿一些例子来解释解释。
We can have some example to explain this.
比方拿得救来说。
For example, about salvation.
我们能够得救，我们能够被神称义，就是因为我们接触到了主耶稣基督。
Why we are saved and we are justified because we come into to his fellowship with come into fellowship with Christ.
一个人的得救不是因为我们自己的行为好。
One who is saved not because of his good deed.
不是因为我做了许多的善事，我有了什么的功劳。
Not all the merits or righteous that he has done.
乃至于有一天你遇见了主耶稣基督，你碰见了他，你得着了他。
It's all about one day that this he come into fellowship with Christ.
所以一个基督徒真正得救啊，蒙神称义啊，就是有一天你在灵里边啊，被主耶稣所遇见。
Because if somebody is saved and justified, is one day he met Christ.
到那一天，圣灵开启我们心灵中的眼睛。
On that day, the Spirit opened our spiritual eyes.
这荣耀的主，他的光一照耀。
And the glory of the Lord does shed light on us.
哎呀，我是个污秽败坏的罪人啊。
I'm a sinner. I'm a corrupt sinner.
我的全身，从我的头脑到我的口到我的手脚，都是布满了各样的污秽败坏。
Because all my body from the top my head to bottom is all corrupt.
你看我口中所讲的话。
Just like what come out of my mouth.
我心思意念中所想的许多的事情。
All my thoughts, all the things I think about.
都是很荒唐的。
It's all corrupt.
我的脚所经过的路程。
All the path I've been walking.
我的手所做的事情。
The deeds are on my hand.
哎呀，真是满了败坏，满了污秽。
All filled with corrupt and filthiness.
感谢主耶稣基督。
Thank our Lord.
正当我不知道我这个罪人怎么办的时候。
So when the time that as a sinner, I don't know what to do.
圣灵叫我看见主耶稣基督在十字架上为我受死的图画。
The Holy Spirit let me see the scene that the Lord was crucified for my sin.
为着我这个罪人呢、啊，钉十字架。
Because the Lord was crucified for a sinner like me.
为着我这个罪人被鞭打，被枪扎伤。
Because he was scourged and he was pierced for a sinner like me.
主耶稣为着我这个人担当了罪孽，他进到死亡的里边去。
He bear all the sins and go into the death for the sinner like me.
哎呀，耶稣这样的爱我。
Jesus loved me.
他担当我一切的罪过。
He bear all my sins.
我感谢他。
I thank him.
主啊，我要你。
I want you.
主啊，我接受你做我的救主。
Lord, I want you to be my savior.
就这样一接触到主，一摸着主了之后，你就得救了。
When you meet the Lord and touch the Lord, you are saved.
你就是神面前就被神称为义了。
So you are justified before God.
并且呢，不但主耶稣阿尔法，一遇见他，我们就得救。
Not just he is the Alpha that when we meet him we are safe.
并且主耶稣基督也是 Omega.
And Jesus also the Omega.
他要救我们到底。
He will save us till the end.
从我们的灵重生得救开始。
From the day our spirit was saved on.
今天来拯救我们的魂。
Today he is still saving our soul.
我们的思想，我们的意念，我们的感情。
He saved our will and saved our thoughts and our emotion.
我们的意志。
Our will.
通通都要蒙到主的拯救。
All these need to be saved.
最后在主耶稣基督来的时候。
Until the day when he comes again.
我们身体也要改变成像主耶稣的形状。
Our body would be redeemed, would change, transformed to be the same as the Lord.
这个对我们今天年老的弟兄姊妹是一个极大的盼望。
This is a great hope for especially those in old age.
对着我们常常被病痛所缠绕的那许多弟兄姊妹是一个荣耀的盼望。
For those brothers and sisters who were bothered by sickness, illness, this is a glorious hope.
今天我们虽然信主了，里面得到永生。
Even today, we are saved and we believe in the Lord. We have this eternal life.
但是我们的肉身呢，一直在许多的困扰之中。
But our flesh is still have a lot of trouble.
我们常常在软弱里面叹息。
We always groan in weakness.
那一天主耶稣来到的时候啊。
But when the day that the Lord came.
他要把我们必朽坏的身体改变成不朽坏的。
When he comes, he would transform our body into uncorruptible.
软弱的身体变成强壮的身体。
Our weakness becomes strong.
所以我们灵魂体都完全得救了。
Our spirit, our soul, and our body would be redeemed.
主的整个救恩就完成了。
And his salvation will be complete.
基督是 Omega.
So Christ is the Omega.
这是那得救了这个例子。
This is using a salvation as an example.
我们再比方信心这件事情。
About faith.
这个信心呢、啊，主耶稣就说这是创始信心的创始成终者。
Lord Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.、
嗯、你知道我们人为什么会有信心呢？
You know why we as a human being have faith?
就有一天呢、啊，你碰见神了，神向你显现了，你没有信心，也就有了信心。
When you the first time you meet God and even you never have faith before, and on that day you have faith.
他是信心的创始者。
Because he is the author of faith.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，原来在加勒底的乌尔啊，是在偶像之家拜偶像。
Because Abraham was in the home house of idols in Chaldean, in Chaldean of the Uz.
今天这个世界上的人呢，都有偶像。
Because today all the world, the people in the world have idols.
有看得见的偶像，也有看不见无形的偶像。
They are visible idols and invisible idols.
但那一天呢，荣耀的神像亚伯拉罕一显。
On that day, the Lord the God of glory revealed appeared to Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，就离开偶像之家，就照着神的吩咐啊，往神指示他的地方去了。
And that day, Abraham depart from this house of idol and to go into the land appointed by God.
人有信心呢，也是主耶稣上的，从主耶稣上的开始。
Because our faith begins with Jesus.
基督一接触了，你就里面有信心。
Because when we get in touch with Christ, we have faith.
并且亚伯拉罕自从离开了偶像之家来奔走前面的路程的时候、
When Abraham depart from the house of idol and go forward,
神一路在他身上做工。
God's work on Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的信心越过越增长，越过越增长。
And his faith increased day by day.
最后呢，因信他就生了以撒了。
Because by faith he begot Isaac.
他到了99岁了，这个身体已经枯残要死了。
Because he was 99 years old and this body is near death.
结果这个白色的身体还能够生出以撒来。
But this body as good as death can begot Isaac.
这信心的过程所产生。
This is the result of faith.
然后神叫他亚伯拉罕呐，亚伯拉罕呐，你把你独生爱子带到我所要去的指示的地方去，把他献给我。
And then God called on Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, bring your son to the place that I point out to you.
我们知道亚伯拉罕果真，他一句话没有反抗的，一点没有抵挡。他就照着神的吩咐啊，到摩利亚山上去，要把以撒献给神。
Abraham without any resistance, he did according to God command him and brought his son to the mount of Moriah.
到亚伯拉罕最后的一个经历是要为他的儿子以撒去娶一个妻子。
Then the last experience was that Abraham have to get us.Get a wife for his son.
他打发他老仆人说：“你要往那个不要在这个地方给我的儿子娶妻子，你要往那个我出那个地方去，要到舅舅那边那个巴旦亚兰去。”
He sent his servant to bring his son to his relative, not to other place to get a wife.
要娶一个和我的儿子有同样生命、同样源头的那样一个女孩子。
Get a wife for the son, somebody with the same origin, the same life.
所以我们知道这件事情呢，有了很个美好的结果。
We know that this have a very good result.
所以亚伯拉罕到这个时候啊，他的信心达到了一个非常完全的地步。
At this point, the faith of Abraham reached to a perfect point.
叫信心的成终者。
He is the perfecter of faith.
他是阿尔法，又是欧米伽。
He is the Alpha, he is the Omega.
再比方那得胜的经历来说。
How about the experience of overcoming?
我们基督徒了，都盼望能够过得胜的生活。
All the Christians hope to have an overcoming life.
你知道哈，我们怎么能够得胜呢？
You know how we can overcome?
我要咬紧牙关，立定志向。
I have to try my all my effort to do my will。
我在日记上也写下，从今天开始，从2012年1月1号开始。
I have a resolution in my journal, so beginning the year of 2012,
我绝对要好好地讨神欢喜。
I would do all my best to please God.
我立志跟随主，永不改变。
I will to follow the Lord and never change.
我盼望能够做一个得胜的基督徒，再也不，这个12年啊，2012年，我再也不要失败了。
I want to be overcoming Christian, and I would not fail again.
你们想想看，你这么励志，你能够做得到吗？
Can you finish? Can you do this? Can you fulfill your resolution?
基督徒能够过得胜的生活，也在于遇见主耶稣。
For a Christian to overcome is also to meet our Lord Jesus.
基督是阿尔法呀，那就是。我们能够过得胜的生活，也是借着他而开始的。
Because as a Christian, we can live a life to overcome, we also through our meeting with Him.
我们来拿以诺做一个例子。
We use Enoch as an example.
当以诺那个时代啊，这个前面呢，就是人都是像亚当活到930岁，他生了一个儿子，就后来就去世了啊。然后他的儿子三藤又是怎样活了多少年，又死了。
In this time, all the people like Adam lived for 900 some years, and also his son Seth also lived for hundreds of years.
所以那个时代啊，那个社会背景啊，都是生啊养啊死啊，生啊养啊死啊，人生就是如此。
So in those days, all the people is to live and to die and to give birth.
这个代表今天这个世界也是这样。
Just like today, this is the same.
人都生下来之后啊，读书啊，读书完了之后找事情啊，找事情了之后娶妻子啊，娶妻子完了之后呢，就死掉了。
When somebody is born and go to school and also get married, and then afterward it die.
哎呀，这个多没意思啊！这个人生这个多无聊啊。
So meaningless.
所以以诺后来他怎么能够过得胜的生活，背极上天呢？
How could Enoch live overcome life and be taken up to earth?
只有一天呢，他遇见神，神对他说话。
Because until the day that the God spoke to him, and
当以诺65岁的时候
，When Enoch was 65,
他生了一个儿子。
He begot a son.
那么以诺在寻求，我要这个儿子取什么名字呢？
Then he sought the name for his son.
神对他说，你要的儿子，你这个儿子要给他取叫做马图萨拉。
So God told him to name his son Matusalah.
神就是对他说啊，他死的时候啊，那个大洪水，那个神的审判就要降临了。
Because God told him that when this son's the day this son dies, there would be judgment and great flood.
结果神这么一说话，
so when God spoke to him,
神向以诺一显现，
when the God appeared to Enoch,
以诺从那天开始啊，就与神同行。
So from that day on, Enoch walked with God.
与神同行的是意思就是说，以后啊，我的生活不可以随随便便了。
So to walk with God means that from that time on, you don't live a casual life.
我以前都跟世界上的人一样。
Before I just like everybody in the world.
我生下来之后就是读书啊，就是做事情啊，就是工作啊，就是赚钱啊等等。
After I was born, I grow up, study and work hard, and then.
我是高兴做什么就做什么。
I do whatever I like.
我想要怎样我就怎样。
I would do anything I want.
那现在开始。
But from now on,
我不能够像以前一样。
I am no longer can do the same thing as before.
我要好好的敬畏神。
I would fear God.
要与神同行。
I walk with God.
要讨神欢喜。
I'll please God.
神与我同去，我就去。
If God goes with me, I go.
神要我做什么，我就跟着他做什么。
If what God want me to do, I do.
神如果不喜悦的话，我就不去。
I would not go any place that God displeases.
在每一件事情上，
on everything,
都看神有没有与我同在。
I have to know whether God is with me.
都看这件事情神喜欢不喜欢。
Whether this thing I'm going to do is pleasing God.
神对我是笑脸呢、啊，还是神对我是一个不高兴的脸？
Is God pleasing this or not?
这个就是与神同行。
This is all about walking with God.
所以一遇见神了之后啊，就阿尔法，他就开始有着得胜的生活了。
So when Enoch first met God, he began his life overcoming.
不是与神同行一天哦。
Not just walk with God for one day.
也不是与神同行一个月哦。
Not just for one month.
也不是与神同行三年哦。
Not just walk with God for 3 years.
与神同行三百年。
But he walked with God for 300 years.
一直与神同行，一直与神同行。
Walk with God all along.
始终和神有美好的交通，不离开神。
And have a good fellowship with God without departing from.
到了三百年的时候，神就像一个气球一样，充满了氢气了，这个气球就上升了。
So after 300 years, he's just like a balloon filled with hydrogen and just be taken up.
所以若与神同行三百年之后啊，他就被神接到荣耀里边去，他不尝死味。
So after 3 years walking with God, he was taken by God into glory and without tasting of the death.
这就主耶稣基督是 Omega。
That's why Jesus is the Omega.
与神同行三百年，他的三百年得胜的生活，是他进到荣耀的里边。
So he walked with God for 300 years of overcoming and taken up by God into glory.
我们再来看第四点。
Now we look at point four.
阿尔法是说基督在一切之先。
Alpha is he is the first of all things.
他要在凡事上居首位。
He is preeminent in all things.
Omega 呢，是基督，是一切事物的终结，万有都要归于他。
The Omega is he is the finisher of all things, and all things is to him.
我刚才讲过，阿尔法是希腊文的头一个字母。
I just said Alpha is the first alphabet of the Greek language.
那么 Omega 是希腊文的最后一个字母。
Omega is the last alphabet of the Greek language.
那么阿尔法说的主耶稣基督呢，他是阿尔法，就是主耶稣的要在凡事上居首位。
Alpha is talking about Jesus is the first of all things.
那就阿尔法就是说基督啊，要在任何事情上都要占第一。
Because Alpha is means Christ is first in all things.
我想我们每一个人呢、啊，我们从小开始，我们都是想抢第一的。
Because everybody want to be first when since we were young.
我就想到我在小学开始的时候啊，我就想抢第一。
Because when I was in elementary school, I always sought to be the first.
如果这个第一名给别人抢去的话，我就心里面很不高兴，很嫉妒他。
If somebody else took the first position, then I would envy this person.
抢到第一名的话呢，我就高兴，很得意了。
If I got the second place, I was so happy.
不然在家里我要得第一的。
But in at home, I want to be the first.
我要比我的兄弟姊妹更能够在父母跟前讨父母的欢喜。
I would want to be the most to please our parents.
这个家里里面呢，无论是父亲母亲，无论是弟弟妹妹，都要听我的。
Because I want my parents, even my siblings, to listen to me.
你们照着，如果你们不照着我意思的话呢，那我就给你们大吵大闹。
If anyone would not do according to what I want, I would yell to everybody.
我们都想抢先，抢第一个位置。
Because we always want to seek the first place.
到结婚之后呢
？So after marriage.
我们做丈夫的。要太太听从我。
As a husband, I want the wife to obey me.
假使你是个女孩子呢，你做太太的，你也不敢不愿意示弱。
Even if you are a female, you don't want to show your weakness.
你会说没有这回事，现在男女平等，我的学问比你很大。
You would say that it's not show now. Because now female have greater power.
我的智慧比你高。
I have a better wisdom.
为什么要听你呢？应该你们听从我的。
Why should I obey you? You should obey me.
是不是社会上在教会中在任何事情呢？我们人人都是想抢这个优先，这个首先第一个位置。
It's because everywhere in school, in business, everybody seek to be at the first place.
现在主耶稣向我们启示，他是阿尔法。
But the Lord Jesus revealed to us, He is the Alpha.
不是你是第一。
You are not the first.
是我是第一。
I'm the first.
啊，不是你占优先。
Not that you are preeminent.
是我占优先。
I'm the one.
我应该在凡事上居首位。
I'm the first in everything.
啊，因为神非常宝贝他的儿子耶稣基督。
Because the God cherishes his son Lord Jesus.
神把他的儿子耶稣基督看得非常的重要。
Because God highly regarded his son.
所以神呢要我们也像他一样宝贝他的儿子耶稣基督。
And also God wants us to do the same and we should cherish the Lord Jesus.
要你我在凡事上都让基督居首位。
So we should let him be the first in everything.
我们在我们生活当中，我们拿一些例子来说啊。
We can use some example in our daily life.
比方说，假设今天我从远方，我家里从远方来的亲友。
For example, if somebody come from afar, some relative from afar.
那当然我要陪着他玩一玩呐。
So I may need to accompany them.
但是又想到今天是我和主相聚相会的日子。
But you consider that today is the day you are going to meet the Lord, have a fellowship with Him.
我应该好好的去服侍主，好好去敬拜主。
I should go to serve Him and also worship Him.
这个时候你就有选择了。
Now here, before you, you have a choice.
到底你把什么摆在优先的位置上
？So what should you put into the first place?
是你的亲友占第一啊，还是主耶稣占第一？
Is it your relatives or the Lord Jesus should be the first place?
也是很多年之前呢，我在一个地方服侍主的时候。
Many years ago, I ministered to the Lord at a certain place.
有一位年长在树林上比我年长的一位长辈啊，就给我讲起。
There was an elderly brother told me this.
他跟我说，你看，有两家的弟兄姊妹。
He said there are two family, brothers and sisters.
这个时候表现出来就完全不同。
So what they show is are totally different.
有一家弟兄怎么样呢？来了亲戚朋友啦，从远方来了，好，他几个礼拜都不聚会。
One family, what happened is to one family when some relatives come, you won't see them for weeks.
因为你看老院从老院的地方有亲戚来，我当然这几个礼拜要好陪陪他了。
Since they saying that some close relative from afar come, so that we should spend time with them.
这是一种情形。
This is one kind of.
那么另外一家弟兄姊妹呢？他的亲戚朋友来了。
Another family, when the relative from afar came,
他就把他带到教会里面来，和我们一同聚会，一同敬拜主。
They brought their relative to church and worship together with brother and sister.
所以那位属灵长辈就对我说：“你看看吧，啊，这就看出我们在这些事情上、让谁居优先权。”
This elderly brother told me that this is how you can tell.Whether you put the Lord in the first place.
是把地上的人事物在摆在优先的地位上呢，还是把主耶稣的摆在优先的位置上？
Do you put these worldly things, even men or people or things, as the first place, or you should put the Lord Jesus as the first place?
我就想到有一个姊妹。
I remember there was a sister.
那一天呢，我们教会正好有特别聚会。
We had a special meeting at the church.
就他家里面呢，就来了远方来了一个亲友。
There was a relative from afar came.
来到他家中做客。
Came to her house as a guest.
这个姊妹怎么说？这个姊妹想想我怎么办呢？
This sister considering what she should do.
一面呢。远方来的亲友，我不能不招待他。
these relatives from afar, I cannot just neglect them.
另外一方面呢，我也不能够不去带着主的丰富。
On the other hand, I should not miss God's fullness.
所以他就想啊，主啊，你帮助我。
So she prayed before the Lord and asked the Lord to help her.
结果他就对他的亲友说啊。
So this is what she told her relatives.
你从远方来，我非常高兴。
You come from afar, that I'm very happy.
但我现在呢，有一位非常尊贵荣耀的那一位在等着我去遇见他。
But there's one who is very honorable, who is very glorious, that waiting for me.
所以呢，你现在我们家里面呢，你看看花园里的花呀，或者在客厅里面听听音乐啊，你等一下，我回来之后，我再带你去玩。
Why don't you just stay home and enjoy and feel like at home? I would come back soon and accompany you.
所以他给我们一座见证啊，弟兄姊妹都是感谢赞美主。
When she had this testimony, everybody praised the Lord.
这就是让基督在凡事上去首位。
This is how to have our Lord as the first in everything.
这比方说，我们找工作。
For example, when we looking for job,
我们一般人找工作的话呢，看哪里哪一个工作对我最有利。
So the normal person usually find a job most beneficial to me.
那个薪水最高。
The high offer the highest pay.
福利最好。
Offer the best benefit.
先拣选这样。
So that's what I'm going to choose.
但有的弟兄姊妹呢讲到，这件事情呢，要对我的服事主上，我做基督徒上面有没有益处？
Some brothers and sisters would consider whether this job would affect his or her ministry or fellowship with God.
所以我来找一个工作的，不是看待遇好不好。
So when you seek a job, you're not going to consider whether it pay good pay.
乃是要看这件事情呢。是否对我服事主上有帮助
？But rather, you should consider whether this would help with our ministry.
有一个弟兄叫唱歌唱得很好。
There's a brother who sang very well.
于是那个电台里面呢，招考那个歌唱节目的那个歌唱员。
Radio station recruiting a singer.
他去一应征就被录取了。
When he applied, he was picked.
但是到电台里唱歌呢，就常常想到这个，我的聚会就不大方便。
Then he considered that if he going to do this job and sing, going to meeting would not be as convenient before.
和我聚会的时间有了冲突。
There's a conflict with the meeting schedule.
并且主的灵就对他说了。
So God's spirit spoke to him.
你只要常常在教会里面呢，唱诗歌赞美主给主听。
Should you be a singer, sing to the Lord at church?
你到电台里面去唱那些世俗的歌曲，你觉得合适吗？
Or you should sing in the radio station and sing all these worldly songs. Is that too pitiful?
主给他这个感觉一来的话呢，他就拒绝了。
When the Lord give this put this feeling into his heart, then he changed.
他虽然被录取了。
Even he was recruited.
待遇要比现在做事的好得多。
Have a better than his old job.
但是一想到这件事影响我的服事，
But when he considered that this would affect his service to the Lord,
是我在荣耀主的事情上会有亏损。
Because this would be lost in his position as glorifying the Lord.
所以我要讨主的喜悦，把工作也辞掉。
So to please the Lord, he reject this offer.
这就是主耶稣是阿尔法。他在凡事上都要具优先权。
Because this is why the Lord is the Alpha, he should have the preeminence of all things.
那么主耶稣的 Omega 呢，讲到我们一切的事情呢，都是归结在基督的里边。
The Lord is Omega, is all things would be to Him.
啊，就是我今天在地上所做的一切。
That's all things that we do on this earth.
都要归给基督。
Will be to God, to Christ.
我讲一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在台北有一家的弟兄。
There was a brother, his household in Taipei.
他们三个兄弟。
They have three brothers.
他们姓唐。
Their last name is Tang.
他们有一个很好的工厂。
They have a good factory.
在台湾最早的时候呢，玉兔牌的蜡纸，玉兔牌的那个什么那些文具啊，都是他家所创办。
They is a factory making some stationery.
哎，所以最早文具啊，文具最有名就是玉兔牌。
Because they have a very famous brand to making this stationery.
那么这三兄弟呢，做的事情做得很成功。
Because their business very successful.
啊，但是呢，他们这一切都是归给基督。
But they put all this, they give all this to the Lord.
我今天所做的一切事情。
All these things I do today,
都不是为着我自己。
It's not for me.
都是归给基督。
It's for Christ.
所以他们家里有一个聚会。
So they have a gathering in the house.
江守道弟兄每次到台湾去，在台北都是在他们那里，和他们一起聚会。
Because every time Brother Stephen Kwong went to Taipei, he always go to their gathering.
这些基督是 Omega。
Because Christ is the Omega.
我们所有一切都要归给基督。
All things is for Him.
有时候诗歌说都归基督，都归基督。
This is Him saying for Christ, for Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹你们都会唱啊。
I think most of you can sing this.
都归基督，都归基督，都归基督，理当然。那倒好。这个就是讲到所有一切都要归给基督。
This is all about everything is for Christ.
我想快一点，我讲最后一点。
The last point.
基督是 Alpha 又是 Omega.
Christ is the Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha 与 Omega 就包括了全部。
So Alpha and the Omega includes all.
因为 Alpha 是头一个字母。
Because Alpha is the first alphabet.
Omega 是末了一个字母。
Omega is the last alphabet.
那就从头到末了，全部都是从 Alpha 到 Omega 里面产生出来的。
Because from the beginning to the end, all in between is from the Alpha and from Omega.
所以你想想看，每一篇文章是不是都从 Alpha 到 Omega？或者说从 A 到 Z 这里产生出来的。
When you look at the passage, writing, everything is from Alpha and Omega and all between.
你看见每一本书都是从 Alpha 到 Omega 在中间所产生出来的。
Because every book is from Alpha and Omega, all in between.
所以这就讲到主耶稣是 Alpha, 主耶稣是 Omega。
This is all about Jesus is Alpha and Omega.
说明基督在宇宙中间呢，他就是一切中的一切。
Because this shows us that Christ is all in all in the whole universe.
从开头到末了，整个宇宙都是证明基督、彰显基督、荣耀基督。
Because from the beginning to the end, this is from Christ and to glorify Christ.
教会2000多年的历史。
In the more than 2,000 years of the history of the church,
千千万万基督徒的经历
the experience of thousands of thousands of Christians,
许多爱慕主、跟随主的人的故事
the stories of all who follow and love the Lord,
全部都是由 Alpha 到 Omega 里面产生出来
It's all from this Alpha and Omega.
换句话说都是由基督的生命和基督的爱所写成的。
So、that means all this is written in the life and the love of Christ.
都是由基督的能力和基督的智慧所组织成功的。
So、all this make up of Christ's power and love.
所以你去读那许多受了人的传记。
When you read all this spiritual biography,
你听了许多属灵伟人所传讲的信息
when you listen to the message of this great spiritual people,
以及教会整个的历史
And about the whole history of the church.
都是从 Alpha 到 Omega 这位基督所带进来的。
All brought forth by Alpha and Omega, the Christ.
都是描述基督。
It's all about Christ.
说着基督的爱。
About the love of Christ.
传扬基督的大能。
It's a great power of Christ.
讲到基督的智慧。
And the wisdom of Christ.
来说说基督的荣耀。
And his, the glory of Christ.
所以整个都是基督包括一起。
All include in Christ.
所以我们的弟兄 A.B. Simpson 先信弟兄呢，就尝到基督是一起。
So when our brothers A.B. Simpson said that Christ is all.
就刚才我们唱的诗歌，一起在基督里边，基督是一起。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier. Christ is everything, all in Christ.
另外有一位弟兄写了一本一首诗歌，也是非常美好。
Another brother who wrote a hymn that's a very beautiful.
讲的基督就是我的世界啊。
Because saying that Christ is all my is our world is my world.
基督就是我的世界，生命、喜乐一起。
Christ is my world, my life, and all.
我想你们也很喜欢唱那个诗歌啊。
And you all like to sing this song. This hymn.
基督就是我的世界，生命、喜乐、一切。他是能力，时时提起，离他我就轻敌。基督是一切。
Christ is all.
啊，所以整个诸天都在诉说神的荣耀。
Because all the sky proclaim his glory.
充唱着了传扬他的手段。
And permanent declare his deed.
整个宇宙万有的故事啊，都是基督这里产生出来。
All the universe, the story of the universe is from Christ.
都是见证基督，彰显基督，荣耀基督。
To bear witness to Christ and to glorify him.
所以我们愿意在这2012年。从今天开始。
So we would like to begin with today, the first day of the year 2012.
我们要更多认识基督。
We want to know more, know Christ more.
接受他做我们 Alpha.
Receive him as our Alpha.
接受他做我们的 Omega.
Receive him as our Omega.
好，我今天教导到这里为止。
That's all my fellowship.
我们请 Thomas 跟 Philip 带我们祷告。